Hey y'all, it's Izzy. Welcome back to Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine, the podcast where I tell you about all the weird and wondrous things that keep happening to me after me and my best friend discovered her uncle's antique tractor was actually a time machine. If you want to hear about that, you can go back to season one. And if you want to know why me and Sadie were being chased by an angry minotaur, you probably should listen to the last episode. And the one before that. Okay, time for a flashback. Last time on Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine.
We don't know where Uncle Charles went missing, but I did find this flight plan. 20 different locations across 25,000 years.
Is this a quantum computer?
It's a time portal.
We might want to think twice about that portal. Gulf of Thermae? That's right next to Mount Olympus.
End of flashback. So for those of you who don't know, the risk of opening a time portal to Mount Olympus in 25,000 BCE is this. You might let out a rogue minotaur who barges through your side of the portal, and then he might chase you until you run through the Greek side of the portal, which becomes a whole thing, and you may or may not accidentally let out a minotaur in the middle of Ice Age Vancouver. Basically, the minotaur went one way and we sprinted the other. Through the portal, through the horribly nauseating spaghettification process of Athena's time travel, and into ancient, ancient, ancient Greece.
I am never gonna get used to that.
I feel like I just took a ride through a blender. On the bright side, at least I no longer feel like I'm about to freeze to death.
Again, my apologies.
We get it. You're a prototype. Don't blame you. Blame Uncle Charles.
Don't blame him too much, though, or I might lose my will to rescue him.
Are we not gonna talk about being chased by an actual minotaur?
Yeah, that was a first.
What do you think's gonna happen to him?
Maybe he lived a solitary life and 25,000 years later rebranded as Bigfoot.
Is Bigfoot even in Vancouver? I thought he was from Minnesota or something.
Before we could reach a consensus on the fate of the time-traveling minotaur, we were interrupted by yet another surprising monster.
Guys? Is that...
a gigantic cat eagle?
Pretty sure they're called griffins.
I was gonna say, is that the time tractor? But yeah, that too.
Technically, all three of us were right. It was the time tractor, or what was left of it. And on top of the time tractor perched three griffins, or as Sadie put it, gigantic cat eagles. In case you weren't paying attention in your Greek mythology class, a griffin is a giant kitty cat with the head of an eagle. It sounds cute. It is not. It is a gigantic people-eating monster. And the three griffins had just destroyed the time tractor, like Sadie's cats destroy the cardboard box the catnip comes in.
At least we've identified our problem.
Yeah, but the bigger question is, has our problem identified us?
Maybe if we just walk away really, really slowly.
Or we could...
At that moment, one of the griffins turned our way and growled. Any and all plans to stay calm, cool, and collected gave way to a newer, much simpler plan called...
Run!
Leo had the presence of mind to sweep up Athena's portal cube before we sprinted towards a forest of pine trees.
Watch out, Izzy!
Thanks.
Close call.
I don't want to die!
Wait, are they gone?
Did we just outrun a pack of griffins?
That is the coolest question I've ever been asked in my life.
Honestly, I think they just got bored. Lucky for us, apparently griffins believe that chasing three teenaged mortals is less exciting than destroying a priceless time tractor. Unlucky for us, after running full speed ahead into an ancient forest, we were very, very, very lost. Not to mention, I kept looking over my shoulder in case the griffins were still secretly stalking us. Does anyone have any idea where we are?
Pretty sure the time tractor's that way.
Really? Could have sworn it was behind us.
Hey, just checking in via intercom. How's the Gulf of Thermae going?
Hey, Caleb. So we've dodged a minotaur, escaped from three griffins, and found a 100% destroyed time tractor, so not great.
I want to be attacked by a griffin.
Trust me, you don't.
Hey, Caleb and Zach, we're at the coordinates you said, and we found Uncle Charles' time machine, but no Uncle Charles, so... any idea where we should look for him?
Presuming he wasn't already attacked by griffins?
Yeah. Did he, like, leave any clues in his office or anything?
I mean, you're near a gulf, right? Have you tried the waterfront? Uncle Charles was studying algae.
Actually, we're just kind of in the woods right now. I don't really see a gulf.
Turn right, then take 500 steps until you reach the 68,000th pine tree, then turn right to reach your destination.
I guess my best advice is to just do that.
So, we walked. Actually, the scenery was kind of relaxing. For a second, I could almost forget we were facing existential danger in 16 different directions.
You know, I woke up today and my biggest dream was winning the robotics semifinal. And now I've time-traveled across 4,000 miles and 27 centuries.
Yeah, right now Jemison Magnet is probably hoisting their big silver trophy over their head, standing next to their Ivy League coach.
Actually, their coach is an Ivy League. She went to MIT.
How do you know that?
Common knowledge.
No one knows that. No one needs to know that.
Izzy, have you been reading their website?
Wait, for reconnaissance? Or because you're transferring?
I'm not transferring. I'm just applying.
Is this why you keep hiding your phone from me? I thought you had a secret boyfriend or something.
A secret boyfriend? Look at me. Do I look like the kind of person who would have a secret boyfriend and not tell you?
I just don't get why you wouldn't tell me you're applying to Jemison.
I don't know, Sadie. You tell me. Maybe it was because I was afraid you were going to react like this.
Don't mean to interrupt a heated argument or anything, but I think I found the Gulf of Thermae.
As always, Leo was right. The Gulf of Thermae was a beautiful beach. No tourists, no trash, no humans, except one. A man in a gray coat, carefully capturing seawater into a little glass beaker.
Uncle Charles!
Sadie, how on earth did you get here?
We kinda heard the emergency alarm and found your time portal, and I know the box said do not open and everything, but we kinda opened it anyway. Please don't get mad and ground us from time travel again.
I'm not angry with you, it's just that when I'm rescued from various life-threatening accidents, it's usually by Maria. Having my rescue party be entirely teenagers is a bit unusual. Also, young man, I don't believe we've met.
Hi, I'm Leo. I'm a huge fan of your work. Or at least I have been for the last 15 minutes.
Leo's on our robotics team.
Pleasure to meet you. Unfortunately, we don't have much time to chat. We're in a rather precarious situation.
The time tractor's inverse explosions risk, or the Griffins, or both?
Let's just say you don't want to be in the neighborhood when a time tractor's interdimensional wave function collapses. Athena, connect to home portal.
Before we got here, you didn't seem to be in such a hurry.
Before you got here, I wasn't responsible for the safety of 3 children in the Upper Paleolithic Stone Age.
I'm 16.
Your portal is now complete. Please mind the gap between the present and the edge of the future.
We're just gonna leave the time tractor?
Charles, if we just leave, you're gonna lose your life's work.
No more questions. This isn't a democracy. We're going home before this family comedy turns into a Greek tragedy.
I could barely believe it. Charles was going to let the time tractor explode. What about the Griffins on it? Sure, they were literal monsters and quite possibly immortal, but still, I knew that once we left, there was no coming back. Changing the existence of a time tractor, or the lack thereof, definitely a big enough change to start a time loop that would break the entire history of Earth. If anyone was going to save the time tractor, it had to be one of us, and it had to be done within the next 10 minutes. Sadie stepped through the portal, back to 2022, back to Uncle Charles' office. Leo went next.
Izzy, your turn.
I just want one more look at Mount Olympus.
Go.
At that moment, I did the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I shoved Uncle Charles through the time portal and yelled, Athena, change the portal to Cawker City, Kansas, 2022. I admit it. Shoving Uncle Charles through a time portal wasn't exactly my most ethical move. It probably wouldn't have worked either if I hadn't caught him entirely by surprise. As for Cawker City, Kansas, you see, I got to thinking that to get to the time tractor, I would need to distract 3 of the world's largest cats, or cat eagles, same difference. And if I was going to distract a giant cat, Cawker City, Kansas had exactly what I needed. You know what? Before someone in my family interrupts me, I should probably do it myself. Also, I'm signing off early because today is the day Dad becomes an official member of Riverside Heights' newest sports league.
Did someone say laser tag?
No one said laser tag, Dad. Although technically I did say sports league, so I kind of brought that one on myself.
Yeah, you did.
For context, my father may or may not have joined a weekly laser tag showdown co-sponsored by the YMCA. And yes, Sadie and I will be in the audience this afternoon to capture the entire thing on video, just in case Dad does something so stupid it breaks the internet. So I'm gonna sign off for real this time, but next week, I promise, I'll explain why, out of the entire universe, I needed to journey to Cawker City, Kansas. Until next week, I'm signing off. For now, Izzy. Huge shout out to the amazing cast of Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine.
Kathleen Friedman.
Carly Freeman.
Christian John Caro.
John Alexander Hatcher.
Emma Payne.
Nick Catapano.
Nicholas Marsalia.
Blake Jennings.
This episode of Me, Sadie, and the Mixed Up Time Machine was written and produced by Carly Freeman. Our writer's room includes Laura Babiak, Gabrielle Charles, Maddie Schneider, and Kathleen Friedman. The Mixed Up Time Machine is a West 60th Productions podcast.